the BBB has a guide to gift card giving, and with the holiday season right around the corner, you know, it seems to get closer every Thanksgiving.
Yes, or Halloween, whatever it happens to be. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, many shoppers are looking for the best gift options for family and friends, and gift cards seem to rise to the occasion. They're a simple solution, but the Better Business Bureau's warning that some gift cards could carry high fees, making them a far from good deal. The Credit Card Accountability, Responsibility, and Disclosure Act, otherwise known as CARD.
Oh, very nice. Okay, yeah, I got it.
Which took effect in 2010, established the standards that give consumers additional protections when using gift cards. The standards prohibit retailers from setting expiration dates less than 5 years after the card is purchased. You may remember that getting a card at one time, I think I got one that was good for 6 months, and then you know, it's gone, so you had to use it quickly. And you know, retailers want you to use them quickly so that you'll buy another one. At any rate, so you have 5 years now. They also charging dormancy, inactivity, and service fees unless the card has not been used for at least 12 months. And if fees are charged after this period, the details of such fees must be clearly disclosed on the card. So what does that mean for the rest of us? It means we better be careful in researching. Even though this is a real simple, quick buy for people, you need to research it a little bit. Read the back of that card. So these standards apply to store gift cards and general use prepaid cards, which are often branded by payment networks such as Visa, MasterCard, and American Express. But the CARD Act does not cover everything, Scott, as you can well imagine. For example, issuers can still charge fees every time the card is used, the balance is checked, a replacement card is requested, or when you call customer service. So you got to watch out for that. Read the back of the card. So BBB recommends these tips. Research. Research again. Buy from a known and trusted source. Research the businesses at BBB.org to see if a company's business review is a good one or a bad one. Avoid online auction sites. People get burned there all the time, and you look like you have a story about
that.
Well,
just you look at the numbers, I mean, you get charged each time you make a bid, and you end up spending a lot of money. That's just crazy.
You think you're going to get something for pennies, and it ends up being a lot.
Yeah.
Because the cards are sold there, that they could be counterfeit or obtained fraudulently. Read the fine print. Fully understand how the card works, if there are any fees associated with buying or using the card, and if any fees will be deducted from the card after it is purchased. You know, that's one of those things where it can be a real big disappointment to whoever's getting that card as they find out that it has all these strings attached, and then they don't like it too much. Inspect the card before buying. Verify that the protective stickers have not been removed and that the PIN number on the back of the card is not exposed. Report any damaged cards to the store selling the cards. Finally, provide your receipt with the gift card to your recipient so that, you know, if there is ever a problem, they'll have the original receipt and can prove that it was theirs, et cetera, et cetera. You know, my son, Sean, is a prime example of someone who keeps their gift cards for a long period of time. Recently, we've been going to a lot of movies together, and lo and behold, he had 4 or 5 Cinemark cards that he's gathered through the years.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, Dad's happy because he's been paying for the movies lately, you know, once in a life. So these do kind of pay off. So just be real careful with buying these gift cards and know what you're buying.